Kumail Nanjiani tweets joke that got thousands of Trump supporters kicked off Twitter. By Joel B. Polak on June 7, 2022. Left-wing actor and comedian Kumail Nanjiani tweeted a joke Tuesday encouraging those who disagree with him to vote on the wrong day. A joke for which Twitter has suspended thousands of Trump supporters in the past. Nanjiani, who voiced one of the roles in the Lego Ninjani movie, 2019, told supporters of insurgent mayoral candidate Rick Caruso to vote on Wednesday, rather than Tuesday, which is the actual day of the primary election. The primary is Tuesday, June 7, the date of Nanjiani's tweet. Caruso, a billionaire real estate developer known for his popular malls in Los Angeles, is a Democrat but was a Republican a decade ago. He is neck and neck with Democrat establishment favorite Representative Karen Bass, DCA. Nanjiani's joke is hardly new. However, in the past, Twitter has enforced harsh penalties for the joke, at least, when it has been made by Republicans. As Axios.com reported in 2018, over the weekend Twitter suspended 1,500 fake accounts a pro-Trump group created to mock liberals because the accounts had been spreading false information about Election Day, such as saying that Election Day is November 7, when in fact it is on Tuesday, November 6. For the New York Times. Twitter claims that it suspends or removes users for election disinformation. Thus far, Nanjiani's tweet remains up on Twitter. He has over 3 million followers and is active in Democratic politics. If neither Caruso nor Bass, nor any of the other candidates, achieves a majority, there will be a runoff election between the top two finishers in November. Update: Nanjiani appears to have deleted his tweet as of Tuesday evening, but he has not been suspended from Twitter. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.